Have you ever been lying awake at night? And that question just kind of settles over you. Why am I here? What am I actually supposed to be doing with my life?
It's a pretty universal feeling, I think, that quest for some kind of direction.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
It taps into a very core human desire, doesn't it? To find meaning and understand our place in the world.
Right. And today, we're going to really dig into that. We're exploring how to gain some clarity on your life's purpose and, well, find a more concrete sense of direction.
Okay.
Our guide for this is a really interesting episode from the Faith Beams GP podcast. It's titled, How to Know the Purpose of Your Life, Find Direction.
And what's compelling about this particular source, I found, is its very structured approach. You know, purpose can feel so abstract sometimes.
Totally.
But this breaks down into five fundamental questions. They call them spiritual keys.
Exactly, spiritual keys. And our goal in this deep dive is to really unpack each of these five questions, explore the insights they offer, and hopefully provide you with a tangible framework. Hmm.
So by the time we're done, you should have some really practical avenues to explore for gaining clarity and, you know, a stronger sense of where you're headed.
That sounds really helpful.
Okay, so let's jump right in these foundational questions.
Right. These five questions, as the podcast lays them out, really form the underlying structure of how we engage with the world. They influence not just the big life choices, but like everyday thoughts and actions too.
Okay, so let's get them out on the table. Directly from the Faith Beams GP podcast, the five questions are, one, who am I?
Okay.
Two, where am I from? Three, why am I here?
The big one.
Yeah. Four, what can I do? And finally, five, where am I going?
And it's important, like the podcast emphasizes, these aren't just, you know, philosophical exercises. They have a very real impact on how we see ourselves and the path we actually follow.
Definitely. Let's start with that first one then. Who am I? Now, the podcast immediately tackles something really common.
Yeah.
How we tend to define ourselves.
Yeah, like by our jobs.
Exactly. Or maybe past mistakes we've made or, you know, those labels society tries to stick on us. It questions that whole idea.
That's such a critical point, isn't it? We so often get caught up in defining ourselves by like external stuff, achievements or failures.
Right.
And it can create a really limited picture and often kind of an inaccurate one of who we are deep down.
Exactly. And the source offers this really powerful alternative. It draws from Psalm 139, verse 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Powerful words.
The emphasis here is on this inherent worth, you know?
Yeah.
The idea of being a masterpiece just because you exist is recognizing a value that isn't earned.
Yeah, what's fascinating is that shift in perspective. Instead of looking outside for validation, it points us inwards to this sense of intrinsic worth. It suggests a deliberate, intentional creation.
Right.
It moves the focus from what we do to who we fundamentally are.
And the podcast even gives you an affirmation to sort of reflect on. I am not who the world says I am. I am who God created me to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really strong statement, I think, about taking ownership of your identity based on this deeper understanding, not just the external noise.
It really encourages a conscious choice, doesn't it? To step away from those societal pressures and move towards something more internal. And in this case, spiritually grounded, a different foundation for your identity.
Okay, so that's who am I? Let's move to the second question. Where am I from? And here again, the podcast pushes us beyond the obvious, like our biological family or where we were born.
Precisely. It prompts us to think about our origin in a, well, a more profound sense, our ultimate source.
Yeah.
The podcast states it very directly. You are from God. That's where your value comes from. It connects our inherent worth right back to this idea of a divine origin.
And they bring in a really impactful quote. This one's from Dr. Monroe. When purpose is unknown, abuse is inevitable.
Wow.
It really links understanding where we come from to our sense of meaning and, well, how we live. If we don't get our origin in this deeper way, it's easier to feel lost, or like the quote says, even misused.
That quote really underscores the significance of knowing our foundation, knowing where we come from. In that deeper sense, it provides a fundamental context for why we're even here and what our potential might be.
The source also shares Jeremiah 1, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Which really emphasizes this sense of pre-birth awareness, like you were known, intended, even before you were physically here.
It suggests a preordained element, you know, a sense that we were recognized and meant to be even before our arrival. It's a big thought.
It is. And building on this, the podcast offers another affirmation. I come from God. I carry his image. I have divine purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really powerful way to kind of internalize this idea of a spiritual origin and the purpose that flows from that.
It definitely reinforces that inherent worth we talked about earlier, but now it ties it directly to a purpose that comes from that specific origin. It connects the dots.
Right. Okay, so now we get to what the podcast rightly calls the central question.
Yeah, this is the one.
Why am I here? This is the one I think resonates most deeply with that feeling of, you know, searching for meaning.
Absolutely. It's the core of that human desire to understand our existence and what our role is supposed to be.
And the Faith Beans GP podcast offers this perspective. You are here to solve a problem, to serve, to build, to lead, to create.
It's a very active view, isn't it? Contribution focused.
Yeah, exactly. It presents a very active, contribution focused view of purpose. It's not about just passively existing.
It shifts the focus from just being here to actively engaging with the world around us. It suggests our presence is meant to have some kind of impact.
And what I found particularly thought-provoking was this statement. You were born to fulfill something that is already finished.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, this idea that purpose isn't something we have to, like, invent entirely from scratch.
Yeah.
But it's something we discover and step into. That actually takes some of the pressure off, I feel.
That's a really liberating concept. It suggests that instead of feeling this huge burden to create some grand original purpose, maybe we should be looking for and aligning ourselves with something that already exists.
And to back this up, they reference Ephesians 2:10. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that connects it directly.
It really connects our creation to these pre-planned actions and contributions.
It reinforces the idea that our purpose isn't solely about our own individual fulfillment, maybe, but also about contributing to something larger, something that's already been set in motion.
The podcast also makes this really comforting statement. Your life is not random.
Yeah.
Which I think can be a really powerful thought when you're grappling with these huge questions about purpose and meaning.
It definitely speaks to that intentionality behind our existence and the idea that our lives hold significance within some kind of broader framework, not just chance.
Okay, so we've explored who we are, where we're from, and why we're here. Now we move to a more practical question, maybe. What can I do?
Right. This shifts the focus to our capabilities, doesn't it? Our potential for action and contribution out there in the world.
Exactly. The podcast frames this around our potential squarelies. The skills, gifts, talents, even the passions we have. It suggests these aren't just random things we happen to be good at or enjoy, but are, in some sense, divinely given tools.
It encourages us to see our abilities and the things that just naturally draw us in as valuable clues, clues towards understanding our purpose and how we can actually contribute something.
They give some really relatable examples too, like singing, speaking, cooking, designing, teaching, just those everyday skills people have.
Yeah, not just huge world-changing things.
Right. The point is, these aren't just hobbies. They can be avenues for fulfilling our purpose and, as they say, to make a difference in our own unique way.
It definitely broadens the definition of purpose, doesn't it? Beyond just these massive endeavors to include the meaningful ways we can engage using our natural talents and gifts.
And they bring in Romans 12, verse 6. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us.
Highlighting the diversity.
Yes, it highlights that diversity of talents and the idea that each of us really does have something unique to offer.
That verse really emphasizes that everyone has something specific to contribute and that all these different contributions are valuable and maybe even interconnected.
I really like the reflective question they pose too. What makes me come alive?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Suggesting that those activities or areas that truly energize us, that make us feel passionate, could actually be a calling in disguise.
That's a very insightful way to look at it. Our passions often point towards the areas where we're most naturally wired to make a meaningful impact and, frankly, find fulfillment ourselves.
And the affirmation for this question is really empowering. My gifts make room for me. I have what it takes.
Mm-hmm. Confidence building.
It's about recognizing our inherent capabilities and having confidence in our potential to use them.
It's definitely a statement of empowerment.
Yeah.
It encourages us to step into our potential and trust that we actually are equipped with what we need to do what we're meant to do.
Okay, finally, we arrive at the last of the five questions.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going? This is about destiny, you know, our ultimate direction, the path we're on.
And the podcast frames destiny, interestingly, not as some fixed point way out there.
Right.
But as something we're continually moving towards or maybe even away from through the sum of our daily choices. It's dynamic.
Exactly. And this really ties back to the idea of purpose, because as the source says, purpose gives direction. It tells you where to say yes and when to say no.
Ah, the compass idea.
Yeah. Having that clear sense of purpose acts like a compass for navigating life's decisions, big and small.
It provides a framework for making choices, helping us align our actions with our overall direction and, well, what we understand our purpose to actually be.
There's a really thought-provoking idea shared here, too. Success is not measured by what you've done, but by what you were supposed to do.
That's different.
It shifts the whole focus, doesn't it? From just accumulating achievements, ticking boxes, to actually fulfilling our intended purpose. It's a different way to think about what a successful life even means.
That's a powerful redefinition of success, yeah. It really emphasizes living in alignment with our potential and our understood purpose, rather than just chasing external validation or accomplishments.
And Proverbs 19, verse 21 is quoted, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails."
Mm-hmm. It brings in that bigger picture again.
It brings in the idea of a larger plan, or maybe a divine direction, that's at play in our lives, even alongside our own plans.
It suggests that while we have our own desires and intentions, and that's okay, there might ultimately be a broader, maybe divine purpose that guides things, if we're open to it.
The podcast emphasizes how understanding this divine destination, as they put it, can bring clarity to our decisions. And it encourages us to ask ourselves direct questions like, where are you leading me? What season am I in?
Those are really practical, insightful questions. They encourage us to actively seek direction and understand, you know, where we are right now on the journey, what's appropriate for this stage.
So as the Faith Beams GP podcast wraps up this whole exploration, they offer some really powerful concluding affirmations. They're like a distilled essence of everything we've just talked about.
Yeah, key takeaways designed to really stick with you and offer some encouragement.
They are. You are not a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You are filled with purpose. You are created on purpose for a purpose. You matter.
Simple but profound.
These are such fundamental and honestly encouraging truths to hold on to, aren't they?
They really provide a strong sense of validation and hope, reinforcing that core message. Every single life has inherent value and intentionality behind it.
And the podcast doesn't just leave us thinking about this stuff. It gives a practical faith challenge, some actual steps you can take.
Right, moving it from just ideas into, well, actual practice.
The challenge is this. Set aside maybe 30 minutes and actually write out your answers to these five foundational questions we've just explored.
Who am I? Where am I from? Why am I here? What can I do? Where am I going?
Exactly.
It encourages that active engagement, prompting some real personal reflection and digging deep.
They also suggest incorporating prayer into this process, you know, seeking guidance from a spiritual perspective as you do this exercise of self-discovery.
Which adds that dimension of seeking maybe deeper insight beyond just your own rational thought.
And finally, they suggest making a declaration, sort of like a commitment. Lord, I surrender to your plan. I trust you to guide me. I will walk by faith into my purpose.
It's a powerful statement, isn't it? Of commitment and trust in something bigger than yourself.
Yeah, a meaningful way to kind of seal that reflection time. Expressing a willingness to align your life and move forward with trust.
Definitely.
So as we bring our deep dive into this episode of the Faith Beams GP podcast to a close, the core message really shines through, I think. You are created with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And gaining a clearer sense of direction in your life is absolutely possible. It's within reach.
Yeah, and by thoughtfully engaging with these five fundamental questions, really wrestling with them, you can start to unlock a deeper understanding of your own unique purpose and the path that's actually meant for you.
If this conversation has sparked something for you, maybe resonated with that late night wondering, I definitely recommend checking out the Faith Beams GP podcast for more. They offer a lot of encouraging and insightful stuff.
Good recommendation.
And maybe just hold on to that final thought from the podcast.
Yeah.
Keep the faith, discover your purpose, and go light up your world.